Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Brachot Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Bet. I'll take a look at the next Mishnah, which is Mishnah Gimel in this, the fifth parak. This will be our last podcast in this fifth parak. Omer al kanet sipor yagiyu rachamecha, ve'al tov yizacher shmecha modim odim eshat kinoto. This Mishnah needs a little bit of an explanation. The first thing is that tefillah in the times of the Mishnah and the times of the Gemara was relatively flexible and liturgy-free, meaning there was no set liturgical formula. There were brachot, and you needed to mention certain themes, and there were certain words that needed to be invoked. The p'ticha and the chatima were set, but everything else was open. And Ashteach Tzibor was chosen chiefly for his ability to extemporaneously wax poetic for the needs of the community as per the current hour. So there are certain phrases that evidently certain people like to say that the rabbis frowned upon. One of them was, Al kan sipor yagiyu rachamecha, meaning you had compassion for the nest where you sent the mother away before taking the birds, so you should have compassion for us. Or, Al tov yizacher shmecha, your name should be remembered for all the good you do. Or, it says modim twice. In any of these cases, we silence such a person. Okay, Bishlama Modim Modim Ashad Kinoto. We understand Modim Modim. Mishum de Mechsi Kishteri Shio. It looks like there's two gods. And in the era of dualism, that's a real problem. Vialtovi Zacher Shmecha. We understand what's wrong with that. Nam Mashmala Tova Velo Ala Ra'at. That we only thank God for the good and not for what we experience as bad. Udnan, we have the Mishnah, the ninth parak, Chayavadam Varech Alarak, Shem Varech Alatova. You have to say, thank God for things that are bad also. We have Varech Tayin Hemet. But what's the problem with the first thing? What's wrong with saying, God, you had compassion for the nest, have compassion for us? So, pligi b'atrayam meroi b'marav. In Eretz Yisrael, two chachamim disagreed. Rabbi Yosef bar Avida, Rabbi Yosef bar Zvida. By the way, whenever these two show up, we are never told who says what, because they disagreed, but their names are both Yossi, so we're not sure who said what. We have chadamar and chadamar. Neshem atil kin'av ma'aseh b'reshit. You're making everything else jealous because the nest got that protection, but other animals didn't get that protection. You're turning God's commandments into expressions of divine compassion when they are simply God's decrees. In other words, you don't know the reason that God said that about the nest. It's not because he had compassion on the nest. It may have been something else. And so you do not have the right to arrogate for yourself knowledge about why God said something if God didn't tell you why. So here we have a story. And again, keep in mind the way tefillah would work. A shliach tzibur went in front of Rabbah, literally went down before Rabbah because the amud was lower than the rest of the shul. V'yamar, and he said, you had compassion on the nest, have compassion on us. And Amar Rabba kama yadaha yitzu rabbanu litzu yamari. And his, Rabba's comment was, wow, this Talmid Chacham really knows how to appease God. Amar le Abayu, Amashad kinototan, Abayu turned to him, and the young student turned to his Rebbe and said, what do you mean? How can you praise him? That the Mishnah said we're supposed to be silence him. That's right, Rabba did it in order to keep Abayu sharp and see if he was paying attention. Okay, Amar Hauda nachi kama yadaha Rabbi Chanina. So we have another similar case. This happened in Eretz Yisrael. A Rabbi Chanino was a student of Rebbe, and a shliach tzibur go before him. Amar, and this is the beginning of tefillah. El agadol agibor v'nara. We recognize that, and then more adjectives: adir, azuz, vayarui, achazak, hamitz, vaday, vanichpad, strong and courageous and certain, etc. Imtino lai the siyem. If you wait until the guy finished, he siyem amar lai siyem imtino l'shchula shivcha demarach. He then said to him, "Have you completely praised God? Have you exhausted the list? Vamali kulei, what do we need all this for? An and Hani Flat Darmin, and even the three that we say, Agadola, Gibor, Vanara, Ilav Darmin, Moshe Rabbeinu Baraita. They're in Parshat Ekev. They're in the Torah. V'yato HaShekinah Sagdola V'tek Minubi Tefillah. And HaShekinah Sagdola put them in Tefillah. We know that because they're in Sefer Nechemya. Lavin Yecholon Lameim Aluhu. We couldn't say them. Meaning we can't praise God because we can't define God. If it weren't for the fact that we had canonized text, both uttered by Moshe and then canonized and confirmed by Nehemiah, we wouldn't say it. Vatamar kulei hai v'azlat, and you're saying all of these other praises for God? Mashal melech hasar adam shelo elef alfei dinar yizav. It's like a king who's a multi-billionaire of gold. Vayim akalsinu tov v'shal kasef. And they praised him for the silver that he had. Vologayolo, it's degrading for him. V'yamer Rabbi Chanina. So now Rabbi Chanina, another statement of his. Al kol b'dei shamayim chutz mi'irat shamayim. God controls everything except how much you fear him. Shenemar. V'ata Yisrael ma'adonai v'racha shalmimach ki'im li'ira. What does God want from you except to fear him? Meaning, God's got everything else under control. What atu yirat shamayim milta zutratahi? Wait, is yirat shamayim such a small thing that you could say, what does God want? Just yirat shamayim. That's all that God has in his storehouse in heaven is Yirat Shamayim, based on this pasuk in Yeshayahu. The answer is in. It is a small thing. From Moshe's perspective, fearing God is not a big deal. Oh, that's all he wants from you. If they ask something very large of you, they want a Winnebago. And you have one, domelav kikli gadol. It seems like nothing. Katan ve'enlo, they ask the smallest thing from you, but you don't have it, domelav kikli gadol, then it's something very big. To Moshe Rabbeinu, Yirat Shamayim was an easy thing, so, ma'ashem elokecha shoal mimach. Okay, modim modim mishatkinoto. So we said in the Mishnah that if the Shleach Tzibur says modim twice, we silence him. Amar Rabbi Zeira, kolomer shma shma, kolomer modim modim dami. So if the Shleach Tzibur gets up there and says, shma Yisrael, or perhaps just shma Yisrael, then it's the same thing, like modim modim. So meitave, watch this challenge. Hakoreit shema v'kofla, if you read shema and then repeat it, hareze megunet. That's degrading. Megunet urav, it's just degrading. Shtuke lo mishtakin elibet. We don't act and silence him. So lokash adam milta milta betani la. Depends whether he said each word, shema, shema, Yisrael, Yisrael, like that. Adam apsuk apsuk betani la. If he said the whole pasuk and repeated it. And we showed him or divided which one of them is the worse. Maybe the reason he repeated it wasn't because he was trying to say there's two gods, but maybe he just didn't have proper intent the first time. Amar le, chavruta kapi shmaya meika. Since when are you a chavruta with God? You just say things without thinking about them? If you didn't have an intent at the first time, they hit him with an iron pole. We whip until he gets his action together. Meaning, you don't just take it lightly and say, oh, you know, come on out. Okay, the next Mishnah. If somebody is the Shliach Tzibur and makes a mistake, Ya'avor acher tachtav. Somebody should immediately take his place. Normally, when somebody is asked to be the Shliach Tzibur, he should refuse politely a couple times. This time he shouldn't, he should go right away. Mechanu matchil, where does he pick up from? Mitchilata bracha shetazef. This fellow got confused in the middle of Refa'inu. You go up and you start from the beginning of Refa'inu. Ha'veli fe'ateva, lo yaneo achar konim amein ne'ateruf. So the Shliach Tzibur, the konim get up to do brachat konim, so he's in the middle of his tefillah, before Sim Shalom, he shouldn't answer amein to their bracha, because he might get confused. Me'ein sham koin elahu, if he's the only koin, lo yisem kapav, he should not do brachat konim. But if he knows that he can do Nesiyat Kapayim or answer Amen, if he's not a Kohen, and go back to his tefillah, then Rishai, which is why the practice in Eretz Yisrael seems to be universally that if a Kohen is the Shliach Tzibur, he washes before and takes his shoes off before Chazarat HaShatz and simply turns around in place and does Berchat Kohenim and goes back to his tefillah. Tanu Rabbanan. Ideally, when you're Shliach Tzibur, you should first say, no. If you don't refuse, it's like a dish without salt. But if you refuse too much, it's like one that got oversalted. So what's the proper amount of salt? The first time you should say no. The second time you should sort of like start to get up. The sheep will shed radavi or red. Third time, he should get up and go down to the yamud. Tanu Rabbanan, shlosha ruban kasher miutan yafes. So this fits the list of the three things that if you do a lot of them, they're no good. But a little bit is good. Ve'eloin so'or, a little bit of yeast. Melach, a little bit of salt. Vesar manut, and a little bit of polite refusal. Amar avuna, ta'am shalosh harishonot chozer l'rosh. So let's say you made a mistake in the first three brachot of Shmon Esrei. You go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. Let's say you made a mistake somewhere in the middle 13 brachot. You go back to the beginning of the bakashot. If you made a mistake in the last three brachot, you go back to the beginning of that system, which is avodah, ritzei. Asi Amar Mtsayot Ein Lahen Seder. He disagreed and said, the middle ones have no Seder, which means, if you made a mistake in the middle ones, go back to the point that you made the mistake and pick up from there. You don't have to say all of them again in order. Meiti Rav Sheshed Mechanu Choser Mitchat HaBrachash Ta'azeh Tiyuv to the Rav Huna. So this challenges Rav Huna, because what did we say in our Mishnah? When somebody comes to take over for another who made a mistake, he picks up at the bracha where that fellow messed up, not all the way back to Atachonein. Rav Huna says that's what it means. All the middle brachot are considered like one bracha, so going back to the beginning of that means the beginning of Atachonein. The only place where a person should make his requests is in the middle brachot. The first brachot are like a slave who's first presenting praise to his master. The middle are like a slave servant who's requesting something from his master. And the last ones are like a slave who received the present and is thanking his master for it and is leaving. Tan Rabbanan. Ma'aseh b'talmid echad shehalach lifnei hativa lifnei Rabbi Eliezer. So this is now Rabbi Eliezer on Hyrcanus. And a student went and davened in front of him. Vayam marich yoter midai. And he was saying tefillah too long. Amar lo tamina rabbeinu kama orkanu zeh. The student stood in Rabbi Eliezer and says, this guy is a real schlepper. He's going very long. And klum marich yoter moshe rabbeinu. Is he saying tefillah longer than Moshe Rabbeinu? Dichtiv bei, at the right moment of my malayla, shayit napalti. I prayed for 40 days and 40 nights to save Am Yisrael. Shuv ma'aseh b'talmid echad shehalach lifnei hativa lifnei Rabbi Eliezer, another student, same rabbi, v'ayah mekatzer yoter midai. He was very quick. Very quick here also means very few words. Amar lo talmidav, kama katzran hu zeh. How quick he is, or how brief he is. And klum mekatzer yoter Moshe Rabbeinu, is he quicker than Moshe Rabbeinu? Dichtiv, what did Moshe say when he prayed on behalf of Miriam's healing? El na refa na la. Five words, only one of them more than two letters. When you're davening on behalf of somebody else, you don't have to mention that person's name. Shinamar, El na refa na la. Lo kaman kashmada Miriam. He didn't mention Miriam's name. Okay. Now, the point of the story with Rabbi Eliezer, or the two stories of Rabbi Eliezer, is that there is no such thing as too long or too short, because you have a model from Moshe Rabbeinu, which is about as short as is possible, and about as long as is thinkable. Tanu Rabbanan, Eilu brachot shadam shocheb bahen. We talked about this way back in the first parak, and I promised we'd get to it here. These are the brachot that a person should bow. Avot tchila basof, the first bracha of Shmon Esrei, at the beginning and the end of the bracha, Baruchat Hashem Hagen Avraham. And Bahoda'at Chilav Asof, Hoda is Modim. So Modim, you bow down, and then Tiyar, Atov Shem Chalchan Adot, you bow again. And we saw already the halacha of Chistov Sheshet about how to bow, to put your head down at Baruch, and when you say Hashem's name, you have your head up already. If he wants to bow at the beginning and end of each bracha, they teach him not to. He fixes it a little bit. He says, a regular citizen is exactly as we said. Kohen Gadol, the sof kol bracha bracha. Kohen Gadol has to bow at the end of every bracha. As the greater somebody is, the more they have to show their subjugation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yamelech tchilat kol bracha bracha, v'sof kol bracha bracha. But the king, on the other hand, has to bow at the beginning and at the end of each bracha. I had a different tradition of Rabbi Shimon Levi that I heard directly from him. Hedyot kamo shamarnu. A regular person is exactly what we said. Only those two brachot, beginning and end. Kohen gadol tchilat kol bracha bracha, as we said. Hamelech kevan shekara shimon nozokef. The king bows at the beginning and doesn't get up again until the end. Shenemar vayiki chalot shlomo palel kamli fim yizbach adonai choral berkav. Then after Shlomo gave his whole tefillah, the dedication of the mikdash, then he got up from bowing. So the king has to be down the whole time. Tanu Rabbanan, what does bowing mean? So kida, when we said vatikod, that's alapayim. That means falling on your face. Shenemar vatikod batsheva apayim aretz. This is where Batsheva came in to try to save the kingdom for Shlomo when Adoniyahu was taking over as David was dying. Kriya, what's kriya? Al birkaim. That means you put your knees on the ground and your head on the ground. Shenemar michroa al birkav. That's Shlomo. Hishtachava'a, what's that? Zupishut yadam raglaim, that's prostration, full out. Shemar avodim v'ravoyin ayim v'amcha v'chach ishtachavot l'cha artza. So we see in Yaakov's comments to Yosef that l'ishtachavot is to bow on the ground. V'chia b'reder avhuna chazina lul abay v'rava d'matzli atzluye. I saw that abay and rava would simply lean their heads to the side, and this refers to tachanunim, and instead of filat apayim, which would be actually falling on your face. That, of course, is our custom, to just lean on the side a little bit on the arm. Tani chada. HaKorea b'hoda'ah harez meshubach. If somebody is korea in modim, that's good, as we saw before. Hidach harez meshubach. We have another bright that says it's not good, it's degrading. Tana rabbana, lokasha, habit chila alasof. It depends whether you're doing it at the beginning or the end. However, we said you have to bow at both the beginning and the end. Rava kar b'hoda'ah tchila alasof. Why are you bowing at the beginning and the end? I saw Rav Nachman, my Rebbe, that bowed at the beginning and the end of Modim. I saw Rav Shesha do it. Didn't we resolve the problem where we said if you bow in Hoda'ah, then it is Megunah? That's talking about Hodul Hashem in Hallel. That's where you shouldn't bow. We have another statement that says if you bow or do this kriya in hoda'ah and in hoda'ah of Hallel, then it is meguneh. Correct. We have three hoda'ot. We have Hallel, davening, and also berchat hamazon. So when is it degrading? Any of the other times but tefillah. In tefillah, it's the proper thing to do. Okay, I mean, palel v'ta'ah, last mishnah. If somebody says tefillah and they made a mistake, Siman Ralo, it's a bad Siman, because tefillah should be fluent. If you're the public's emissary, then Siman Ralo Shochav, it's a bad sign for the whole community. What's the rule? Your Shaliach represents you. It's like you. Amar Rechina Mendoza. So Rechina Mendoza, who we already heard from, the story of the Arod, who was a something of a miracle worker, he would pray on behalf of the sick ones. And then he would say, Zechai v'zemeit. He'd say, this one's going to live, this one won't. How do you know? If my tefillah comes out fluidly from my mouth, I know God accepted it. If not, then I know that he's torn it up and is not accepting it. Now, the Mishnah said that if you made a mistake, and then Siman Ra, ahei. Meaning that the key bracha is avot. Some people learn this as a statement about the bracha. You have to have kavanah in all of the brachot, meaning intent of the words, meaning of the words. If you can't focus for the whole thing, have intent for one. That one being avot. Question is, why is avot such a critical one? Is it because it is such an important principle? Or, like the Ragachavra seems to suggest, it's because it's the first one. I'm Rabbi Rabbichana Mendoza, Menonimili. How do Rabbichana Mendoza know this? Rishon Levi Damar Kra, Borei Niv Sfatayim Shalom Shalom, Rachok V'Lakarov Amar Adonai Fatim. It's like God himself defines and creates the expression of the mouth. So if God is defining it as successful, then that means it's accepted successfully, and that it will be received. And if not, then not. Okay, Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba Amar Yochanan. Call him kulam lo abu ela lemasib eitol the tamin chacham ulasap pragmatya tamin chacham ulamahane tamin chacham min chasav. All of the great prophecies or the great rewards in the world to come are only for people who marry their daughter to a Talmid Chacham, who do business with a Talmid Chacham, who allow a Talmid Chacham to benefit from their property. The Talmid Chacham themselves, only God saw the reward. Nevim never did, Yasel Mechakelo. All the great prophecies of a beautiful world are only Yemot HaMashiach. Aval olam haba, the spiritual world afterwards, ayin lo rata elohim zulatecha. Only God knows what that is. Upliga to Shmuel, and this is a very big machloket. Shmuel had a whole different position on what Yemot HaMashiach is. The only difference between this world and Yimot HaMashiach is us not being subjugated to the foreign nations. And as a result of that, all the prophecies of an amazing world where the nations are going to come and pay homage to God, that's Olam Haba. And Yimot HaMashiach is something very similar to our world with a different geopolitical layout. Shenemar, Ki Lo Yechdal Avyon Mikar Haaretz. Says the Torah promises we'll always have poor people, we'll always have difficulties, we'll always this, because that's the way of the world. All the great rewards described are for Baalei Tshuva. How about Tzadikim Gmurim? Somebody who's a Tzadik from birth and always kept to the straight and narrow, that reward was only shown to God, not to Nevi'im. That's an answer to Rabbi. The place that Baalei Tshuva, people have lived a sinful life or been involved in sin and moved away from it and deliberately put down and subjugated their evil intent and their urges in order to be proper and righteous, even tzaddikim can't stand in that place. Shenemar, shalom, shalom, larachok, v'lakarov. Peace to the far one and the near one. The intent being, larachok b'reish v'ad l'karov. First the one who was far away and came close, then the other one who was always close. His answer would be, my rachok she rachok nidvar avera. Rachok doesn't mean far away from God, it means far away from sin. Meikar, my karov shai karov nidvar avera. Nachik menu. Hashta. And karov means somebody who was close to sin and now is far away. My ayin lo ra'ata. So what is it that only God saw? The answer should be, we don't know. This is special wine that's been sitting in its grapes since the creation. That's Eden, where the garden is. So where was Adam Rishon if not in Eden? So he did see it. Bagan, he was in the garden. You think the garden and is Eden? A river comes out of Eden to irrigate the gun. Gan lechud ve'Eden lechud. They're two separate places, and Eden is the place that only God saw. Tana Rabbanan, and this fits with the end of our Mishnah. Maaseh shechalah ben Osher ben Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel's son took sick. Evidently, it was very serious. Shagar shtam tam racham meitz for mechadim medosa. Lakesh lo racham. He sent two students to go and ask mechadim medosa to pray on behalf of his son. Kevan shirao tam alala aliyah. He went, as soon as he saw them, he went up to the loft. Lakesh lo racham. He understood what was happening. He prayed for the son's recovery. Priyatot marlam l'chu shechatzato chamat. He said, go, he didn't even talk to them. He said, go back. His fever is broken. Amrlo v'china v'yata? And this goes back to our Mishnah. Are you a prophet? Amrlo v'yanochi v'lo ven v'yanochi. Quoting from Amos. Elakach v'kubleni. I have a tradition. Im shkurat tfilati b'fi, yodan v'shukumukubal. If my tfilah comes out smoothly, I know that it's accepted. Evidently, he prayed on behalf of Gamliel's son, and it was smooth. V'imla v'dan v'shukum d'raf. And not that I know it's been torn up. They exactly wrote down exactly what hour it was that he told them that. So they came back to Gamliel and he said, he took an oath and he said, you did not miss it by too much or too little. It was exactly this way. Exactly at that hour that you wrote down, suddenly his fever broke and he asked us for water. Chaim Medosa came to study with Yocham and Zakkai. Chalav Rosh Rabbi Yocham and Zakkai, his son got sick. Amar lo chanina bni bakesh al racham v'yichyeh. So Rabbi Yocham and Zakkai asked his student to please pray for his son, that he should live. Hiniach Rosh Ben Birkav, bakesh al racham. He put his head between his knees. This is similar to Eliyahu and at the end of Perek Yud Chet of Malachim Aleph. And he prayed for him. V'chayah, and he lived. Rabbi Yocham and Zakkai, malay, hiniach ben Zakkai, et Rosh Ben Birkav, ulem kulo, he said, I, the head of the Sanhedrin, I could have put my head between my knees all day and nobody would answer me. But he's Rechina Medosa. So his wife said, was Chanina greater than you? He's like a servant coming to the king. I'm like a minister coming to the king. There are certain things that a servant can't accomplish that a minister can't accomplish. We saw this already. You should pray in a house that has windows. Facing Yerushalayim is Daniel. Rav Kahana, Chatzif alay man demasle bikta. I think somebody who prays in a valley outside is chatzuf. I also find a chatzuf, somebody who publicly admits his sins. Happy is he who keeps his sins covered up. The Rav and Rambam discussed this in Hilchot Tshuva about whether it applies even to Ben Adam L'Chavero. In any case, Adron Alach and Omdin, we've successfully completed our study of the fifth parak of Brachot. We'll pick it up in the next podcast with the beautiful parak Ketzad Mvarchin about Birchot HaNehanin. We've completed the unit on Tfilah. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.